Welcome back. I've been learning so much on this episode of Rapture Watch. God has been using his servant to bless us greatly. Okay, sir, we are still on this topic. What next? So what next? We've seen Israel, we've seen the Gentile world, and you've spoken at length. Now let's look at the church and the church generally, both the bride and the denominations. So the first question by Gabriel.
I like the way it was even arranged. I like the way you put it. Three categories of people we have to look at.
Yes.
The Gentile world, Israel, and the church.
The church.
If we had closed this meeting without the church, something's wrong.
That's true.
So, will more people believe the message?
The message is, come out of her, my people. And don't be partaker
of her sins.
Of her sin.
Amen.
First and foremost, take note that the condition of the world today, because the church generally has been hijacked, it's now part of the world. And so that's why it was necessary that there should be a message to call her back.
The church has been hijacked.
Has been hijacked.
That's true.
By the devil, by the Antichrist. He said, many shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils.
That's true.
He said, time will come, they will not endure sound doctrine, and they will heap to themselves teachers. And also, you know, now, first and foremost, many will be deluded.
Wow. Okay. Yes, we know that. You said so.
Second Thessalonians chapter 2.
Yes, sir.
Because they have no love for truth.
For truth. Send them strong delusion.
Have pleasure in unrighteousness. Yeah. Therefore, God sends them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie.
Second Thessalonians 2, verse 10 and 11.
Second Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10 and 11. And for you to be deluded is God himself that blinds them.
Okay.
So, first and foremost, more people. They have no love for truth. They will not endure sound doctrine. Therefore, God blinding them. So instead of now, but take note that God himself sent his angels to Sodom and Gomorrah.
Amen.
What was the assignment? They were to perform two tasks. Number one, blinding the people. They were looking for the door where those people entered, where the angels, where the people entered. They blinded them. When somebody cannot see a simple doctrine of water baptism in the Bible, he's blinded.
Why?
Then, secondly, was to take Lot, that just one. That was sighing every day at the abomination that were going on in Sodom and Gomorrah.
Amen.
That's how the Bible described him. To bring him and his family out. So, yes.
Will more people believe
the message? No.
Wow.
No, don't expect any crowd believing the message. Because even those who believe the message and come out, Lot's wife looked back.
Wow.
That is why he said, remember Lot's wife. Who even had the message and came out? You are going to lose many.
Okay.
The age that we are in now, people are not ready to hear truth. If it is not something that has to do with, you know, satisfying the flesh, they don't want to hear any gospel. Therefore, it's going to be very difficult to expect any mighty revival that will attract so many people to come.
Wow. Okay, sir. Now, looking at the denominational churches.
Yes.
From what you are saying, this is like a follow-up question. Are we going to see continue seeing this funny thing?
In Daniel chapter 12. Verse 8, 9, and 10.
Okay. And I heard, but I understood not.
Yes.
Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go thy way, Daniel, For the walls are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Mm-hmm. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, mm-hmm. but the wicked shall do wickedly.
What will happen?
The wicked shall do wickedly.
Verse 10 again.
Shall be purified and made white and tried.
That many is the bride.
Okay.
For this end time, the end time bride will be purified. They will be tried. Mm. Go on.
But the wicked shall do wickedly.
Now, the wicked shall do what?
Wickedly.
So you can see that wickedness will continue.
And even improve.
And even improve. Mm.
Wow. There's a scripture in 2 Timothy 3:13.
Yes.
That says, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse.
That's the next scripture. Yes.
Wow. Deceiving and being deceived.
Mm. It will be the order of the day. Is that not what you are seeing in Christianity today? Mm. That's what is going on now.
Wow. So we'll keep on seeing more funny things from this.
Fear of God totally gone.
If more people will not believe the message,
yes,
and then even those who have believed the message are even pulling out. What's the hope for the?
You know, when I say pulling, I hope you understand what I mean.
Looking back.
When I say looking back, I hope you're not saying that they are leaving Bride Assembly to go to Redeem or this one.
No.
I hope you know that's no.
Of course.
You know, I mean, what are they doing? What are they doing with the ministry of William Brown?
Making money.
What's the difference between them and the denomination? They have denominated the message, so they have gone back.
Wow.
They've denominated
the message.
So they have gone back. If you talk of Nicolaitan spirit, it's in the entire message.
Okay.
Mm. If you talk of, you know, idolatry, it's in the entire message. Mm. If you talk of people who have departed from the apostolic faith completely, it's in the entire message.
Wow.
If you are talking about being cultish, it's in the entire message. So, but they left. They thought they had a message, but they've gone back to the same thing. You know, they are. Tell me anything you see in the generality of them worldwide that resembles Christianity that we are supposed to be restored to. Wow. Yes.
Okay. What's the hope for the bride?
The hope for the bride. Oh, there is a hope for the bride. Because nobody can defeat the purpose of God. There will be a bride for his age because the Holy Ghost is not dead.
Okay, so then what next for us?
What next for us?
We are following truth.
The only thing that is left for us is that parable in Matthew chapter 22.
Okay.
Wow.
Matthew 22.
Yes. Now remember, that the rejected Christ, that's what that parable is saying. They rejected Christ, therefore they told them, the Jews rejected Christ, therefore go on the byways and compel them to come in.
That's true.
Okay, so now verse 11.
Okay, verse 11.
Up to verse 14.
And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man.
Now, the remember that the feast was now set. And all the guests were filled now in the feast.
Yes, sir.
Correct?
Yes, sir.
But now there will be an inspection.
No. Hallelujah.
Now from verse 11, the inspection.
And when the king came in to see the guests,
he
saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment.
Now, in this wedding garment, spiritual wedding that's taking place, there is a garment that you must put on.
Hallelujah.
Uh-huh. Mm. Go on.
And he said unto him, friend, how camest thou in either, not having a wedding garment?
Okay.
And he was speechless.
Yes.
Then said the king to the servants, bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
So what is the emphasis there?
The garment. Hmm.
There is a garment you are supposed to put on.
Hallelujah.
And that garment that is supposed to be put on is what you see in Revelation chapter 19. I read it from verse 7.
Verse 7. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife had made herself ready.
Yes.
And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. Mm-hmm. For the fine linen is the righteousness of saints.
The saints have their righteousness. That dressing is what we see that is typed in the book of Esther, chapter 1 and chapter 2.
Amen.
What qualified Esther to replace
Vashti?
Esther is a type of the Gentile bride.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Qualified to replace rejected Vashti, a type of Israel that rejected Christ.
Amen.
And they needed to pick another bride to replace Vashti. Now, if you look at the process that went through, you will see the setting there exactly.
Amen.
And what qualified Esther was the dressing that the chamberlain dressed her with.
Amen.
And we have also our chamberlain that is dressing us now.
Amen.
And that is the ministry of William Branham.
Hallelujah.
If you allow yourself, you don't allow yourself to be perfected by that ministry, you will never go in the rapture.
Mm.
Amen. Okay, just to ask this last question before Brother Lumide.
So what next for the bride?
Yes,
is dressing.
Dressing. Wow.
Hmm. All right, sir, you made a statement.
When I said dressing, I'm not talking of this cloth you're wearing. He said the righteousness of the saints.
Okay. Yes. Wow. I think we'll extract that later, some other episodes.
Okay, sir. So just quickly, you mentioned
the righteousness of the saints.
You mentioned the statement. You said that there's no, we should not be expecting any, when I asked, will more people believe the message? You said something very striking, that we should not expect a worldwide...
No. I know you want to take me to John chapter 10, I mean Revelation 10 verse 11.
I actually want to ask, we've heard you say several times that there's something coming for the bride. You should expect a bride revival.
No, I didn't say there will be no bride. You're talking of addition.
Mm. Okay. It's clear, sir. Okay, so our final. Okay, I said Pastor wants to talk on that.
All right. Okay.
I said, don't expect some large, you know, coming in. No. They'll be coming in trickles. In trickles. Right. That's why all that's happening here. They come, they run back.
Mm.
They come, they run back. Because, you know, we are concentrated on the soul. They want what can satisfy the flesh. Mm. And they have so many other restaurants to run to. So many other shops to run to.
Wow.
You are here talking about don't wear trousers, don't have a boyfriend, don't fornicate, don't dress like this, don't paint, don't put attachment. I beg. Which kind one be this? And then you are seeing other places with anointing. Unknown to them is in the Bible. Mm. They are reapers.
Amen.
Mm. Okay.
Okay, our final question before call it a day on this episode of Rapture Watch. Okay, I would love to ask, how long do we have left? And can
for
you,
the rapture?
Yes, can give you give an estimate?
Estimate how long more?
Yes,
no, it's in the Bible.
Yeah?
We'll read it, then you estimate it. Now, in Hosea chapter 6.
Okay. Hosea chapter 6.
Yes.
Hosea.
Remember, that prophecy is for Israel.
Yes, sir.
Read verse 1 and verse 2. Mm-hmm.
Come and let us return unto the Lord.
Eh? Mm-hmm. What did he say?
Come and let us return unto the Lord.
The emphasis there is return. Return. Yes?
For he has torn and he will heal us.
Eh?
He has
torn
and he will heal us.
And he will heal us.
He has smitten and he will bind us up.
Uh-huh.
After 2 days will he revive us. In the third day he will raise us up.
After how many days?
Two days.
When did he tear them?
AD 70.
And here he is saying that he will, they will, after two days. He will
bind them up.
He will do what?
Revive
them.
He will revive them.
Mm-hmm. Revive them. That's right.
Eh?
Yes, sir.
The revival there is back to fellowship with them.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
So that means from the time they rejected Christ, remember that in AD 70, in AD 33, they rejected him.
Amen.
His patience spread to AD 70 when he now came and tore them apart. And the prophet Hosea is saying here that after 2 days, and we all know, the Bible lets us know that one thousand years is a day before the Lord.
Amen.
So that means they will come back, their revival will come back after 2,000 years. That lets us know, and within that period, that is the period he'll be dealing with the Gentiles.
Mm.
So he has 2,000 years to deal with us.
Amen.
So from AD 70, count 2,000 till today.
Mm.
Using the Jewish calendar, not the Roman calendar.
Mm.
The Jewish calendar of 30 days
in a month.
Mm. Calculate from AD 70 down till today, then you will know how many more years left for the 2,000 years to be fulfilled?
Wow.
And he gave also a sign.
Okay.
You know, remember the parable of the parable of the good Samaritan.
Yes, sir.
The parable of the good Samaritan.
Yes, sir.
What did he say? In Luke Two chapter pence. 10.
Yes.
Maybe you read Luke chapter 10.
Okay. From verse 30.
Okay, sometimes read it up to verse.
And Jesus answering said, yes. A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host and said unto him, take care of him. And whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee.
Now, so we have the key. That's the story of salvation.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
That's how man fell off. And the priest and the Levite is talking about the law that could not help man.
Hallelujah.
But that rejected Samaritan.
Amen.
It's a rejected Jew. It's rejected. Jews have nothing to do with
Samaritans.
You know, Jesus was rejected. That's why he fits into that.
Hallelujah.
The Samaritan.
That's right.
Amen.
He's the one that came. The one that is rejected. He's the one that came and helped man in his condition.
Hallelujah.
And took fallen man and bind him
in his beast.
Carried him in his beast, bind him by his stripes.
Pouring him oil and wine.
Pouring him oil and wine, reviver.
Hallelujah.
And took him to the inn.
The church.
The inn there is the church.
Hallelujah.
And handed him over to the fivefold ministry, which is the innkeeper for the perfecting of the saints.
Hallelujah.
And then take note that he is going to come back to see his patient.
Amen.
And then he said he brought out two pence. The reason he gave 2 pence is because Matthew 20 verse 2 tells us that one penny is the wage for one day.
Amen.
So if he paid him 2 pence, then it means he is going to stay for 2 days. Which is 2,000 years.
Hallelujah.
Which is the period that, you know, after 2 days, he comes back. Amen. That Hosea was prophesying about. So calculate. You will notice that 2,000 years, and by this year, 2020, time is very, very short. And it's no more time to play, you know, to
religion.
Play church and play religion and do all the nonsense people are doing in the name of Christianity.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. Please don't call him that so that someone will not be stumbled. Brother Moses has spoken.
Thank you.
You can refer to these messages. The city that Abraham saw.
Yes.
Daniel's 70 weeks.
Yes.
The divine agenda. Events just before the rapture and events after the rapture.
They're all sermon topics.
Yes. And Revelations 13 and 18. That's another sermon topic. Revelations 13 and 17 rather. Revelations 13 and 17.
Yes.
And so many other messages. Our pastor has spoken very, very well today. Thank you so much for this impartation. As I always say, you have imparted us. May the Lord keep lifting you high. This is Rapture Watch, only on Bright TV. Till we meet again, shalom to the bride of Christ. God bless you.